This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Lance Armstrong, the disgraced Tour de France bicyclist, accused of defrauding the Postal Service by doping while under its sponsorship, averted a trial next month by agreeing to the settlement and paying them $5 million. Federal regulators are poised to impose a $1 billion fine on Wells Fargo for years of selling unnecessary products to customers, the toughest action by the Trump administration against a major bank. The penalty, part of an expected settlement between the bank and two regulators, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, will punish Wells Fargo for forcing customers to buy auto insurance policies they did not need and other misdeeds, according to four people briefed on the regulatory action. Overdose deaths involving fentanyl more than doubled from 2015 to 2016, according to government data. The 28 countries in the European Union granted asylum to 538,000 people in 2017, almost 25% fewer than in 2016. Syrians, Afghans, and Iraqis made up 64% of those granted protection. The College Board pegs the average annual cost of college overall at in-state institutions at $25,290. Protests in the northwest province of South Africa for better jobs and housing and improved roads and hospitals clash with police, forcing new President Cyril Ramaphosa to return from Commonwealth meetings in London. Federal civil rights prosecutors have recommended charges against a New York police officer in the 2014 death of Eric Garner, three current and former officials said. But top Justice Department officials have expressed strong reservations about whether to move forward with a case they say may not be winnable. There are now 10 active investigations into scandals and expenditures connected to Scott Pruitt, head of the EPA. U.S. and European aviation regulators concurrently imposed emergency inspection requirements for the type of jet engine that broke apart in the fatal Southwest Airlines accident, calling for more engines to be scrutinized on a faster timetable than previously contemplated. The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating whether U.S. wireless carriers and an industry trade group teamed up to make it harder for cell phone subscribers to switch providers, according to people familiar with the investigation. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.